You're listening to Utah Public Radio. I'm Kaylee Foster. This week, Utah State University Extension Tribal and Rural Opioid Initiative Resource Center is holding a wellness summit on opioid harm reduction. Joining me today is Dr. Sandra Sulzer, USU Extension Health and Wellness Specialist. Thanks for joining me today.
Thanks for having me.
What's the purpose of this summit?
The purpose of the summit is really to bring together everyone who's concerned about opioid substance use, harm reduction, and making their community ready to be supportive of people who are in recovery.
The title of the summit is Bridging Harm Reduction and Recovery in Rural Communities. How can someone do this?
That's a great question. I think a lot of the time when people hear about substance use, they think if they don't personally have an experience with that or a family member with that, that it doesn't apply to them. And I think what is really helpful is for all of us to realize that everyone in our community is interconnected. So whoever you are, whether you've been touched by this personally, whether it's a part of your family story, or whether it's something you're kind of uncomfortable talking about and you're not really sure what to think of it, attending an event like this is a way to get a little bit more comfortable and reduce some of the stigma that exists in society. Because the more we talk about these hard topics, the more comfortable we become doing the work to improve society for all of us.
So this brings me to my next question. We talk about rural communities in that title, and it seems like it's targeting that rural Utah. What about people in more urban areas? Can this information in the summit be applicable to them?
Absolutely. This information is applicable to everyone. Part of why we focus on rural communities is that they tend to have fewer resources and less access to treatment and care. However, most of the care that people access ends up being in urban centers like Salt Lake City. If you are from an urban area, you're still going to find a lot of information that applies to you. And I also want to acknowledge that this is being hosted by the Tribal and Rural Opioid Initiative. So we have a strong Native American focus in the work that we do. And a lot of our Native American community lives in urban areas. Even if you are from an urban area, I invite you to attend. There is really, truly something here for everyone.
And where can people find the information on this?
We have a web link, bit.ly, so bit.ly/2021 Intermountain Summit. We invite you to check that out there, and you can see a full list of all of the speakers, lunchtime activities that including trauma art workshops, creating a personal needs flower, making rainbow wraps, and a goose chase scavenger hunt also. So this is a mixture of information, but also a little bit of time every day for you to explore something like yin yoga or something else that offers you support during this time.
Dr. Sandra Sulzer, a USU Extension Health and Wellness Specialist. Thanks again for joining me today.
Thank you.
And be sure to tune in next week for more Extension Education Highlights. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Kaylee Foster.